Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Do you struggle knowing what to keep and what to throw out of your wardrobe, and sometimes it feels overwhelming? Well, you're not alone. Lois wrote to me. She said, I've got too many clothes and I love them all. I need to donate more and I can't seem to cull them out. Now, I'm Imogen Lamport. I've been a personal stylist and image consultant for over 20 years and I'm here to share all my professional tips with you. So when you've got clothes and you're not sure what to keep and what to let go of, we can often think we have to hold on to everything because sometimes we maybe think, maybe I don't wear that because I haven't got anything to go with it. Or maybe it's because we do like possibilities. We like to have a broader range of clothes. A capsule wardrobe is not for everyone. Please don't throw it away for a capsule if it's not how you like to dress. Some of us like more variety. Some of us like less. Knowing that is key. There's nothing wrong with having a broad range of clothes if that makes you happy. But if you feel overwhelmed, probably there's too much in there. So rather than just, you know, throw out anything you haven't worn in the last 6 months or a year, that might not be the right way to go about it because sometimes we haven't worn it because the temperature hasn't been right or we just haven't had that occasion to wear that to, particularly if it's special occasion wear. But if it's an everyday kind of piece of clothing, I would question why you are not wearing it. So only you can make the decision really about why you are or are not wearing it. So it's things like, is it your color? Does it still flatter your complexion? Because that's a good place to start. Color makes all the difference. When people say, say I find a dress and it's in the perfect style and the perfect cut and it makes my body look amazing, but the color's no good, still wouldn't buy it. And that's because if the color doesn't make you look great, you'll never feel that good in it. And if I have to wear buckets of makeup to wear a garment, make a garment, the color of a garment work, well, it's not that great a garment. So I'll tend to opt for something else instead. So color is a great place. So if you're not sure which colors suit you, that can be a great place to start once you have your palette of colors. Then you can run that by what you have in your wardrobe and it makes letting go things, particularly things you're not wearing, much easier. Now, of course, you can sometimes dye things into your colors. Nothing wrong with that. And in fact, it's a great idea. If you love the garment and it's not the right color, why not consider dyeing it? But let's just get onto culling at the moment. So if we're thinking about, is it the right color? Does it suit your body today? Does it fit you? Is it comfortable? If it's not comfortable and it doesn't fit you very well, that's a good chance of why you're not wearing it. But often we think, oh, maybe I'll, you know, lose some weight and fit into it. That sort of, you know, things that go on in our head. That is not a good reason to keep it. In fact, it's probably a good reason to let it go. So if it's not fitting your body today, the body you have today, not the body you had 20 years ago, the body you have today, then you'll want to let it go. Thinking about what else? There's just so many things we can think about. Is it your personality today? Is it your style today? Do you actually love it? And if you're not sure, my recommendation is just to start wearing each garment in your wardrobe. So every day, pick something new to wear. And at the end of the day, assess how you felt, how you looked. You know, if you spent all day fiddling and fussing with the garment, then that says it's not really fitting you terribly well. And maybe that's the reason why you haven't been wearing it. So let it go. At the end of a day, you'll have a much better idea. If you felt frumpy in it, or you didn't feel stylish in it, or you felt it was too loud, too bold, there's all sorts of reasons why you might not love it and it might not be you, and it's okay to let it go. But you need to make an assessment. And this is why sometimes just staring at a wardrobe and lots of clothes can feel totally overwhelming and we just don't know where to start. So I would suggest just start wearing one thing a day and assess how you feel in it. Now, doing my Evolve Your Style 31 Day Style Challenge is a great way to do this. And I've got a lot of structure in there and ideas of how to help you figure out if what is and isn't working. So if you have that overwhelmed closet, it's a good place to have a play, improve your style as you're going along and figure out what is it that you want to keep and what is it that you want to let go of in your overwhelming wardrobe. My next question comes from Deborah. She says, I do not know my style other than comfortable. I feel I dress boring and I don't like fussy clothes. So Lots of people like simplicity in their clothing, and there is, you know, nothing wrong with that. Some people like, you know, the flips and flaps and the bows and the frills and the extra detail, and other people, it just feels like it gets in the way and it's really fussy and annoying. So knowing you like simple is great, but simple does not have to be boring. So when we think about putting an outfit together to make it stylish, there's what I call the outfit star, and there's 5 points to that star. So to make an outfit less boring, we want to have at least 2 points, 2 to 3 points generally from the outfit star in your outfit. So these are the cut or the construction of the garment. Is it, because sometimes you can have some interesting construction without it being too plain and simple. We can have the color. So rather than it being all neutral, say the color, it can be the fabric. Maybe there's some interest and detail in the fabric. So it could be the fabric is leather, or it's shiny, or it's furry, or I put two different fabrics together. Like, so we can think about the fabrics. We can think about the texture. So if there's something particularly textured about the garment, so it could be feathery, or it could be soft, or it could be stiff, or, you know, there's lots of different things in fabrics. And then our final one is prints and patterns. So the decorative detail as such. So when we think about our outfit star, we may want more than one of those in your outfit, because if you tend to go to very plain and simple garments and then do them in neutrals, yeah, it's going to be boring. And then we don't add accessories, we don't have anything interesting there, can be a little bit boring. So it could be, can I add some accessories to add interest? Or instead, I can have the plain top, but maybe it's in a pattern of some sort, and figuring out which pattern is the one you like is something that's about personality. And that's something we go through in my 7 Steps to Style program. But, you know, it could be pattern, or it could be having it in a color. So head to toe, you know, green instead of head to toe beige and gray. So, you know, like we could think about color, or we could think about some sort of interest in the texture of the garment. So it, you know, could be like just different textural elements put together. Even things like having a, you know, basket weave handbag add some texture, or a plaited leather belt add some texture. So there's all these things we can add texture in. Feathery earrings, this is adding a little bit of texture to my outfit. We can have fabric. So maybe it's a fabric that's got like a broderie anglaise that has a pattern in it, or a lace is another. It's a pattern in the fabric. Maybe it's a floaty, wafty, sheer fabric that moves with you as you move. So we can think about the fabric. So we want to think about 2 to 3 of those in every outfit. So that can take something that's otherwise more plain and make it more interesting and more stylish. So if you want to learn more about that, that too is in my 7 Steps to Style program, because I cover all these things, because I know they're all parts of discovering and finding your style that makes you happy and stops you wasting money on all the wrong clothes. My last question comes from Alicia. Alicia says, my biggest challenge is finding outfits that look good on me. I have a good sense of my personal style and what is practical for my lifestyle. However, I often find that when I wear my clothes, which I love and are my style, they don't look good on me. I'm not sure what I'm doing wrong in those instances when I feel that way. If I have the time, I will change into another outfit. And sometimes I wear too much probably, but I usually don't have time and just want to go about my day feeling. I just have to go about my day feeling bad about the way I look in my clothes. So I would think that there's something here that's not quite working. It could be the color, but I wonder if it's around proportions or something, or scale. There could be some element of your physicality. So when you say it's my style, they may be your personality and they may suit your body shape. So you may have got part of that right, but style is a puzzle and there's way more to it than just color and body shape. Proportions really matters. And sometimes it's actually the proportions of the outfit that make a big difference, that when the proportions are out, the outfit just looks a little bit off. And I would suspect it may be something around proportions. It could also be in one of the, what we call the principles of coordination, relating to the principle of volume, or or kind of principle of there's volume, there's, now my brain's gone here for a second, related shapes, related lines. There's a whole lot of different principles of coordination when we're thinking about putting things together. It could be somewhere in there, but I suspect it's somewhere in proportions or the principles of coordination where the garments just aren't quite working together. So they may be your personality and your style in those ways, but there could be something off there. So again, all about proportions is in my 7 Steps to Style program. And that's why it covers, it really is your base covering all the aspects of style that are going to help you really understand and nail down what it is that works. Because often we know a part of what works around our style, but we're still lacking other elements. And so that's where getting this style education makes such a big difference, because it stops you wondering what's wrong. And it helps you understand what are the things that you can do immediately that are going to make all the difference. And sometimes it can be the difference of an inch in the hemline. Sorry about the dogs. The inch in the hemline. And that makes all the difference visually to the balance of your outfits. So thank you for your questions. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.